Marabra boy side lessons from the lave. Parshas Mishpatim, thank you very much for coming today. I know that it's a different time. And I had a little fun outing today. Returning, I have a little car that needs to be fixed. And of course, it was a great Israel experience. I got there and they said they had the parts. Don't worry about it. And they go, oh, we don't have the parts. You want to come back? I'm like, no, I drove it out. It was very fun. But anyway, Baruch Hashem, I had something to come back to. And I hope this lesson is one that will resonate with you. I first want to dedicate the shiur, since my in-laws made Aliyah, so my wife is in charge of the Yurtzeit calendar. Baruch Hashem, they're in America now, so thank God for that. And so she told me that it is her grandfather's Yurtzeit, Mordechai Gershon ben Reb Tzvi, who my son Aaron's name is Aaron Mordechai, so he's named for him as well. And also my wife's grandmother's Yurtzeit was about a week and a half ago as well. So remember, she's actually someone that I actually met, Ilsa Rice. And we should have, the Shama should have an Aliyah. So Parshas Mishpatim, I don't know. I've never gone through the lessons from the lathe. I have not yet written the book Lessons from the Lathe. But I remember at least a few years, I try to focus on business items, since if you guys don't know this as well, but you know, I teach business halacha in this yeshiva. And I want to teach you, based on a source, the secret to success in business. And yes, this is true, even if you're not going into business, it's really the secret to success in all of life. Parshas Mishpatim is a parsha that is really, of course, very much tied to Yisro. And the truth be told, it really should follow right away with Matan Torah. I guess the problem with doing that is it would be, you know, a bit too long. It's 118 psukim, even though yesterday we got out very, very quickly, because it's actually a very, very short parsha relative to the parshas that we've been reading until now. And it's only 72 psukim, but to have Yisro and Mishpatim together would be difficult. And we do make the break, but really the essence of all the Torah was, of course, us receiving the actual laws themselves. Many, many business laws are discussed in Parshas Mishpatim. And it's interesting because not necessarily on the point, we discuss listening to Hashem right before the Aliyah of Shvi. So we are told the following. The Pasuk says, V'yavatem es Hashem Elokeichem u'beirech es lachamecha v'es mimecha v'hirsisi miachala mikirbecha. Very somewhat simple understanding of the Pasuk is if you do avoid this Hashem, you serve Hashem and not other gods, you'll be blessed. I'm going to give you bread and water, which is sustenance, which you could say is parnasa, and you shouldn't have any illness. So most of the Mefarshim take this pasuk at its face value, that here it's talking about not doing avodah zarah. And if you follow the ways of the Rabbanu Shalom, he's going to give you great bracha, shkoyach. And that, I understand that. Beautifully, and as you, if you know me well, you know that in Lessons on the Lev, we always make sure in every Sefer to quote at least once the Zera Shimshon. The Zera Shimshon is a Meskuladik Sefer. And he writes in his introduction that anyone who learns my Sefer, you're considered to be my children, because he only had one child, and the child unfortunately died very early on in his life. And he said, I'll be a Melech Yosha. And there's unbelievable schools that are always discussed. So the Zera Shimshon, Rav Bitterman discusses it all the time. And there's a Rav that I listen to a Shirim sometimes, Harav Amar. And it's a very, very miskulodic. And it's interesting knowing that side story of what he says here. He says, it sounds like a pretty interesting recipe. Do the mitzvos, follow Hashem, have a moon in him, do what you're supposed to do. And here's what I'm going to give you. It's pasha, like we say in Shema Yisrael, right? The advantim is Hashem Elokeichem, b'chol levav, right? B'chol nafshem. What am I doing? Gashem is be'itam. Everything you want. However, these three haftachos that we just said seem to fly a bit against the Gemara in Morid Katan on Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara in Chav Ches tells the story of Rava. And it's an interesting story. We know that Rava was known to be extremely, extremely poor. And there was Rava and Rav Chista. Rav Chista was known to be very, very, very wealthy. right? It's interesting. I never knew this until yesterday. Some people say that it's incorrect pronunciation of his name. His name wasn't Rav Chisda. It was Rav Chazda. Rav Chazda. I never heard that before. But okay. Nonetheless. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that Rava says, Chai bini umizoni, lo bizchar talisa melisa, ella bimazle tali milsa. So we have a concept called mazle milsa, right? This concept is not only quoted by Rava, but it's a well-quoted source that there's something called, right? So Rava says, Chai bini. He says, you want length of your life, your children, and you want parnasa, you want mizoni? He goes, that doesn't come, lo bizchuscha, doesn't come through person's merit, but it's tali b'mazel. And I'll prove this to you, says the Gemara. Hi, Rav and Rav Chisda, look at the case of Rav and Rav Chisda. Rav and Rav Chisda were equally great giants, but it says, tarvayu rabbanan, sike hava mar mitzilei. He says, you look at them, they both were great pious, great tamidei chachamim. And both of them would daven and they would reign. But look at the difference between them. It says that Rav Chisda chai atishim v'tarte, that Rav Chisda lived for 92 years, and Rava lived only 40 years. And the house of Rav Chisda had 60 wedding feasts. The house of Rava had 60 calamities. In other words, mazal echisim. It's a mazal. A person's born into a certain mazal. Mistama, he's trying to say, you can't change your mazal. You are who you are, right? We say that, but there's a Yiddish word you may have heard. He's a shlemazel. What does shlemazel mean? It's got no mazel. So we in the Judaism very much believe in this concept of mazel, right? It is true. We believe in it. We certainly don't believe to open up the New York Post and read that's not the real thing, even though that is the mazalot that we actually believe, not in those type of mazalot, but there is a concept that we believe that. We know mazel. We know that during the 3 weeks we say don't go to court. During the 9 days for sure, right? It's bad mazel. Halacha tells us. Shochan or Kepaskin. Don't go. Bad mazel. And we know we're coming to the Chodesh of Adar, maybe even Adar Rishon. We have this, right? It's a good time for the Jewish people. Nisan, Nigalu. So that's the Gemara in Moed Katan. However, says Rav, the Zeru Shimshon, Rav Nachmani, the Tosfos in Shabbos and Daf Kufnun Vav Divrei Amasal Ein to Al Yidei Zechus Gadol Nishtana Hamazal. It says you can change your mazel. You can. If you work hard enough and do certain things, you can be Mishtana the mazel. Seems to be Machoikis Kasha to be Kan Nira De Bezchus Dafka Talisa Milsa that only goes according to your mazel. Kito Amar Kol Shmuel Lechayim Mashi Avtocha. Doesn't look like Rava could do whatever he wanted in his life. He was a tzaddik just like Rav Chisda. They had different lives. Uva'oidus Hashem alakechem lo mishana shehi ye al yidei zechus gadol. So which one is it? Is it that I can work very hard and I believe in the Rabbanu Shalom and I do his mitzvahs and then therefore it could be mishadol my mazel and I have to be a shlomazel? Can it be? So he says the yeshlomar the ain hachanami.
God decides what your mazel is. But you can be mishtana your mazel. You can be.
And here's the secret to life. All you have to do is follow the ways of Hashem. It's postured. You want the bracha of lachmecha, yamecha, that's exactly us. You can change it. But then he says even more so beautifully,
what if the Rabbanu Shalom decides that you're not going to be a multi-multi-millionaire? You're not going to be the guy, right? Even though all the years you thought of Uber, and you thought of Dogecoin, and you thought of whatever you want to say, you thought of all the great patents, and every time it comes, I'm that guy, you know? One time there was a guy sitting in a shul, one of the fancy shuls in Five Towns, where I'm from, so I could say. And I was talking to my friend. I was in one of the visiting shuls of the Five Towns. I wasn't in my shul, Yonzer Woodmere. And I said to my friend, what's the story with that guy? I heard he's really, really wealthy. So I was like, how old was I? I was like, I don't know, 12, 13. He goes, yeah. It just come out the, you know, the stick-em, what are they called? The post-it notes. Yeah. He's like, he's the post-it note guy. He came up with the idea of the post-it. Oh my God, that's such a stupid idea. And I was like, the whole davening, I was like, ah, and after his davening, he's like, I just made that up, by the way. I have no idea. Because I'm a little kid, I don't know how he's rich. Who knows? Right, but we always think like that. So now you have a guy's mitzumtzum, he has a job, it's not like everybody else. HaKadosh Baruch Yuvarech Es HaMazol Sh'yachol Chaim Alayin HaPas. Even if Hashem decided your mazel, he decided, but it all depends. You know, famously we said, you have an Esav and you have a David HaMelech. What are you going to do with the blood? You're prone to blood? Esav, kill people. David HaMelech builds a Beis HaMikdash and fights wars with it. You could be a doctor, you could be a butcher, you could be a moel, or you could be a killer. The mazel is there. So the Rabbanu Shalom can give you, says the Zereshim Shoin, Pasha Parnasa. And you're the happiest guy in the world. I'm going to say a statement now that is so controversial. This year is going to be taken right off of why you're Torah. Forget about it. The majority of people that I've met that are overwhelmingly wealthy, like real wealth, they're not happy people. And I have the piedus from plenty of people that I know, they're not happy. They have ugly dargos that are holding them down. It's amazing. And there's a lot of people that don't have what I call parnasa b'chavod, right? You look at the guy and you say, yeah, that guy's overwhelming. He's wealthy. It's because his father-in-law. His father-in-law was in diamonds, so he took this little nebuchadnezzar. You know, the first day, imagine going to work. Your father-in-law's holding your hand, you know, takes it to work. This is my son-in-law. He's the new, COO. Everybody's like, oh. That's not parnasa b'chavod. I've told this story before. One of the great rabbis on... I lived in Teaneck for a while. Rav Chaim Cohen was a great Zerosh Beis Medrash of the Ger Beis Medrash in Brooklyn, but he's also a great Dayan. So we were told to go there on Purim because he gets drunk and he gives real brachas out. He tells it like it is. So I'm not going to tell you about my bracha because I'm not crazy. We're already taking this off while you're tired. So my friend happened to be, he lived in Teaneck. His parents had one of the largest houses in Teaneck, and he gave him the most beautiful bracha. He said, you have parnasa b'chabot. He's like, thank you. Said, no, you don't understand what that bracha is. Parnasa b'chavod means that you shouldn't have to work for your father. You shouldn't have to work. You should have your own job. And people shouldn't look at you and say, oh, what do you expect? Big deal. You know, people make fun of Trump, which I think is military. And they say, yeah, it was really hard for him to start out. Wow, he said it's a success case because his father only gave him, $4.5 million to make his first investment. But imagine having the wealth. You have a little bit, and you're full. Some people can eat it, right? You go upstairs, right? I happen to know. I'm told it's breads and spreads. I have never, so far I'm here, the whole year I haven't had breads and spreads, usually on Thursday. Thursday's my day that I spend with my wife, so I never have breads and spreads. So I'm happy to have breads and spreads. So now all of a sudden you see some chazer there. He's eating, he's 4, he's 5, 6 breads, and all the spreads. And you have one, you're like, whoa, I can't believe I'm full. Hashem makes it. This guy's not full on anything. Mitzbareich b'meyav. His stomach is blessed. He doesn't have to eat a lot. Right? I know this sounds, I'm sorry to say something really offensive. This is crazy what I'm about to say. Coming from me, coming from the guy. Fourth time getting kicked off of Yom Torah. Right? Listen to this. I've gone out to fancy schmancy restaurants before. I actually had a discuss. Someone, I had a very strange story, but I officiated not so long ago a levaya. So they were very, very happy that I did. It was last minute. It was at the levaya itself. They realized there was no rabbi there. And then they realized there was really no rabbi there. So they asked me. And there were other rabbis. I don't know why they asked me. So they brought me a gift certificate that had to be used at a specific restaurant. So we went to some fancy restaurant with my kids. This is Hanukkah time. And it was a really fancy restaurant. Baruch Hashem, Hajj and everything. And the steak was delicious. You know what? I'm fine with the shawarma. I love to eat, you know that. I don't need to. I don't think to myself, my friend's so lucky. He gets to go to reserve cut and get a steak for $150. I wish I was had that money or cared. No. Lo yahafuch ha-mazel, right? His mazel didn't change this guy. He's quote unquote just an ani, but he's the happiest ani in the world. I'm sure you've seen these videos. I'm sure they're staged, but I still buy them. I believe in it. Back in my day, we used to have something called wrestling, the WWE, right? So, it took me a while to realize that it's not real. My heart, right? I remember my grandfather would watch it, and my grandfather telling me that it wasn't. Grandfather used to say to me, no, it's real. I'm going, no, it's not real, right? You didn't know it wasn't real. So this stuff could all be staged, but you always see this great thing where they go to the homeless guy and they say to the homeless guy, hey, I'm so hungry, can I have something to eat? And always the homeless guy gives him something. And the guy walking with the fancy suit says, hey, can I have something to eat? I'm done. Get out of my face. Get up. This guy who's got nothing is willing to share. Because he's samech b'chelko. It's unbelievable. Dimvarech dimichsiv lachmecha umemech dafka. It dafka says, mimech, from your, not your friends, your self will be sus, have sustenance. Dafka, shma mina sherotza lomar, oso says the Zeres Shimshon. Halechem shiya licha. Not don't look. Why are you looking at other people's lechem? What do you care? Right? We just read in the Torah. What does it tell us? Right? How can the Rabbanu Shalom say to you, you're not allowed to be jealous of somebody else? I can't control myself. Right? Right? You know, joke, you know, the elephant in the room. Don't look at the pink elephant. Don't look at the pink elephant. Remember the whole skin class, you're looking at the pink elephant because I told you not to. Right? So we do reverse psychology in my house, you know. It's like, yeah, go play as much video games as you want. I'm not going to play now. You can't tell me what to do. Ha ha, I just go, you know. It never works, but okay, fine. But comes along the Zeres Shimshon and says something beautiful, right? That's the schus gadol that we have with our mazel. Why do I have to care what my friend has? That's not good for me. I said this in Blessings of the Lady this week. It just came up to my mind. Rabbi Bitterman says, oh, look at my friend. He's so lucky that his shoe size is 11 and mine's only 9. It's crazy what I'm saying now, right? What do I care? Doesn't make any sense what I'm saying. I wish, who cares? What's the difference? It's not shayach to me. It's not my thing. Who cares what kind of car he has? It doesn't make any sense. Part of my experience today with my car. So they lied to me and we got there and they said they had all the parts. They don't have the parts, whatever. So I had to go get a rental car, which is on the insurance. And you know, when you get a rental car, it's through the insurance company, you get the worst car possible. And the guy's like, don't worry, the guy drove me there. I got a lot of. So it happened to be, it's called Eldan, and I never saw such a big rental car place. We also had 500 cars there. It's like the central place, I guess, they bring cars in. So he's like, don't worry about it, I'll work it out for you. It didn't work out for me. I'm driving home. I can't. It's like the littlest car. It's the bottom of the car is open. You have to use your feet to like, like it was so like so like in my mind. I'm like embarrassed driving this car or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, what? Because I got this fancy electric car, you know. I said, this is a terrible meter. It's exactly what my wife said. My wife thinks I smash up the car because of, you know, I know her because I'm too much of thinking about the car. It's very, very interesting. And that's the bracha. The bracha is die. It's enough. It's the greatest bracha ever. I'm happy with what I have. I wonder sometimes when here and there, sporadically, people ask me, oh, can you speak about business? And sometimes I say, you know what? Why would I speak about that? I'm the worst person to speak about. I'm not this multimillionaire. Who am I? If he was a multimillionaire, oh, especially if he's talking about Daf Yom, oh, that guy, he knows everything. Because he's a successful. But you know what? Maybe that's not the way you define success. Maybe that's not it. Maybe Dafka's the person who's happy with what he has and is so happy, he doesn't want anything more. Maybe it's that guy. V'chein nomi, mispar yamecha, al morotze lomar, shlo yishon ha-mazel lo yisif. Yeah, there are times where you can actually work on your mazel. It quotes the Maharsha over there on the Tosfos. But that's not what's happening over here. Here we're saying your mazel could be whatever it is, but to make good out of it. V'yeshomar, lefamim adam mazik b'yoto b'shogeg b'ma'achel u'v'mishna. We eat the wrong things we shouldn't have, right? People nebuch are addicted to certain drinks that aren't good for them. They think they're going to lose weight if they drink it. Yep. U'ma'achel u'mishna k'goin la'avr b'makam sakonu le'adua, or they go to the wrong place they didn't know. I went with my brother-in-law, just saying to Rav Asher Weiss, so sorry to say, he's not the best driver. And I don't know what happened, but he got the wrong turn. We had to turn around. We had to go through Shu'afat. Not a good place to go. Makom Sakana, Ein Shkamohu. We got out of there, Baruch Hashem. Ein la'achar ki going la'over b'makom Sakana. Eizem mikar yisugam b'shogeg. But I didn't mean to do it this way. Shelo zocha, shelo yitzocha. That's his mazel. But you were saved from that situation? The Rosh Hashem loves you. But that was your mazel to go in that place. But you were saved from there. So it goes through different things.
our time is ending a bit. So just last point, he speaks about Eretz Yisrael, the schus of Eretz Yisrael, which is mentioned in this pasuk. Schus gadol. A lot of people say that my mazel, I can't move to Eretz Yisrael. And I can tell you from the experience that I had over the last 5 weeks of when I would try to fix my car, and today was the... And I said to the guy, I said, you know, this is why people don't want to make Aliyah. And Dafka, when I called my insurance agent, who's American, he said to me, welcome to Israel. That's what he said to me, chutzpah. And I said to him, he said, chutzpah. I lived there for 13 years. I don't need to welcome you to Israel. This is not the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to care about the customer. And then it's funny, because sometimes in Israel, when you have like an amazing experience, you're like, huh? What's going on? I remember we went to a hotel once, and they were so nice to us. And I said to my wife, we're on camera here? What's going on? Hotels, they're not nice. Like in America, you go to a hotel, they're like, sir, what we can do for you? Whatever. They go, yeah, you know, my car had to park so far. Oh, you had to park so far away? We're going to comp you your room. We're so sorry. You know, like everything's like, And in Israel, they're like, oh, you have to park far away? Ah, you loser. Yes. Get out of my hotel. We don't want losers here, you know? So it has to do with Eretz Yisrael. People say, no, it's not going to work. The Gemara in Ketubot called Dar Be'er Yisrael, Doyma Kimishi Yeshul Aloka, Dar Eilal Aloka. It's a mazel thing, but you have to make it work. And it's not so easy, I always say. The number one piece of advice I give people who make Aliyah is nothing has to care. Nothing is Musudar. Your life used to be Musudar. You're in America. Everything's Musudar. Your mail comes this day, and your mail comes every day. We don't have them. My mail comes maybe once a week, and most of the mail that I get is dated from a month ago. I don't know how this, what's going on. I'm serious. I got a text saying to me that my electric bill wasn't paid. I said, I didn't get an electric bill. The next day, I get the electric bill. And it was due 2 days ago. Okay, I can't explain it. Third world country. I'm sorry, I don't mean that. I'm not a Maragel. But I live here. But you got to just say, it's fine. You still have bracha. The greatest bracha I got. I remember when I moved to Eretz Yisrael from the son of Rav Tuvia Goldstein, Mordechai Goldstein, one of the great Rabbanim here in, he's the Rav of Mishkanas Yaakov, of the shul over there, of the whole community. And he said to me, despite how difficult it is to love Eretz Yisrael, all the red tape and all the things and all the frustrations you're going to have, and this, that, he goes, despite that, you should still have bracha. Should you realize who you are. I remember Rav Machlis, I never met Rav Machlis before. I mean, I knew Rav Machlis. The big hug that he gave me, he says, wow, you moved to Eretz Yisrael, wow. I tell a story that Rav Cook, that when a student would come, obviously those were a long time ago, back in the, somebody would make Aliyah in the 70s, it was like unbelievable. He would tell, because I know I'm giving a sheer quality, but when the guy walks in, show me who he is. I got to go up to him. Like it was an amazing thing. So there's a story told, I'll tell you two things and then we'll end. There's a story told of Chaim Kanievsky. It's a very, very good story because I think it revolves around two of the things we're discussing. A guy goes to Eretz Yisrael, one of these typical Americans. I always find that especially when foreign rabbanim, where there are Zilberstein and this Rav Amarli, tells us, oh, it's always a guy from America, always. Comes from America, and he goes to the kotel, to daven, yeah, like good American. He gets to the kotel, I can't believe it. 20 years, he hasn't seen his best friend. Not best friend, you know, guys, friends, he hasn't seen him, oh my God, I can't believe it. How do I, from all people, I see you at the kotel. He says, what are you doing here? He says, me, I'm on, you know, on vacation, I can come at any time. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, what are you doing at the kotel? He says, you know, I got married 20 years ago. He says, yeah, yeah, that was the last time I saw you. He was also had made Aliyah. He said, we made Aliyah right after we got married. No success in having children. We couldn't have children. We can't have children 20 years. So I made a, whatever you want to call it, I don't say a nether, whatever it was, every day I'm going to go to the kotel and daven for my baby. And this guy out of nowhere, being an American, is like, seriously? Can I give you advice? Stop going. It's not happening, man. And you could see the guy was so pogay at what he said. It's like an arrow that hit him. And so, you know, this guy's like, well, you know what I mean. You know, whatever, what's the point? Do something. Try another schooler, you know? Stop it. He goes home. So he gets back to America. He tells his wife, you're not going to believe who I saw on the trip. Remember, so to the chasm, he says, yeah, yeah, what's he? He goes, Nebuchadnezzar, he can't have children 20 years already. See him, he goes to the kotel every day for 20 years. We're going to the kotel. I told him, no, stop going to the kotel already. She's like, are you nuts? I'm a chutzav. What did you tell this guy? Are you crazy? He's like, what? What? He goes, he's not going to have a baby. I'm helping him. You know, I'm helping him. He says, you know what? If he has a baby, I'll close my business. I'll go into Kolo the rest of my life. He's not having a baby. So I'm just being nice to him. Obviously, 9 months later, he gets a phone call. I need you to come to my son's breast. I feel like there's something that you did that made my son. So he says, uh-oh. He's got a big bit. This is a problem. So he says, I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to go to the bris, but I got to go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky to be Mevater Neder. because it has to be somebody big. I want to, normally we could just do it in front of three people. Obviously, this is a toast because I didn't think it would really happen, you know? So he goes to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and he tells the story. He says, can you be mevater neder? Two people are here. I brought them. They could sit with you. And he goes, I'm not mevater neder. Are you crazy? He says, I don't know who you are, but the mazel that you have, something, this guy was, I don't want to say shlomazel. He wasn't a shlomazel, but he didn't have the mazel to have a child. You did something so amazing. The Rabbanu Shalom said, I'm going to change the whole mazel. Sometimes you can do that. And he's going to have a child because you're going to quit and go to Kollel. You got no choice. He goes, no, you don't understand. I'll pay a guy. I'll pay a guy. You know, that's the way we get out of everything. No, you do it. No, he said. You don't understand the mazel. I actually believe, where Binnerman discusses a lot, I also believe it was because of the busha also. When you mavayish a person, he doesn't respond to you. It's one of the greatest schoolers you can ever have. But okay, he said it's because of this. What we see from this, is that we can, and our own, we can do things to change our mazel. We can do that. But the greatest gift, the greatest bracha of business is to worship Hashem. And to say, I'm on your team, Ribbono Shalom. And therefore, I'm not going to steal, lie, and cheat when it comes to the business world. That's going to be the biggest bracha parnasa they could ever have. The Ribbono Shalom will maybe give me less parnasa, but it'll make me appreciate what I have. Just the guy that drove me to the to get my car was saying to me, he goes, oh, you live in America, New York, nachon ken? My brother lives in Queens. Every Israeli kind of brother lives in Queens. There's like Brooklyn. This guy, brother, lives in Queens. He goes, he's a multimillionaire. Do you know what he does every weekend? He goes to Atlantic City and takes all that money to Atlantic City, gives a donation. He says, this guy's crazy. My brother is crazy. I told him, what do you had so much money. Now you don't have any money. It's a sickness. We have the bracha to appreciate what we have. That's the greatest bracha that a person can have. The greatest bracha. And that's why the Netziv says, that why did Amalek come to us in Parshas Ki Teitzeh? Why did Amalek come to us? We had it a few weeks ago, of course, as well. He says, because if you look at the psukim before, it says in the Tziv, it's that we weren't honest in our weights and measures. And he says, weights and measures is not a taiva, like other taivas, where the Rebbeinu Shlom can forgive you for that. It's, I take my weights and measures and I'm dishonest, I premeditated, because I don't believe in the Rebbeinu Shlom. V'avatem, but if you serve the Rebbeinu Shlom, nothing can stop you. That's the greatest bracha you have. You have the bracha of Parnassah, Parnassah of children, the bracha of Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Baruch Shalom is saying. We should be zeichet to understand this great bracha and how easy it is to understand success in business. Just follow the ways of the Baruch Shalom. So easy. We should be zeichet that to rebuild the base by Shlishi with true emunah in the Baruch Shalom. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeichet to see it. Amen.
Now you could find